Radio.
Hello and welcome to the full Totnes Breakfast Show. Ooh, we had a very scary beginning there. I think that's called showbiz, isn't it? When everything goes awry. Literally, I don't know, a piece of music came from nowhere. We're going to kick off the show this morning with a little bit of Nigel. Making plans for Nigel, XTC. We just love making plans for Nigel, or anyone actually. In fact, if you need a plan, just give us a shout. We love getting in and interfering in your life. Have you got a Nigel in your life that you can make plans for? I do love that song. Hello, this is Julie Mullen, and it is the full Totnes Breakfast Experience, a bleak show. And thank you so much for tuning into 102.5 FM. You probably thought we'd gone a bit mad at the start of that show. I don't really know what happened. I think last night I was trying to make a little bit of a tune because I'm involved in a gig with Spork on Friday, and I needed some backdrop music, and I've made this rather sort of crazy backdrop music with Martin. And actually, as it was playing out, I'm not even sure if it was broadcast on 102.5 FM, I realised just quite how mad it is. We've got Martin Seeger coming up at 10 past with weather and traffic. And at 8.20, we have Joe from White Space. And we're really looking forward to having a chat about art and his time in Edinburgh and all sorts of exciting things. So a film he made called Horsehair. So we'll be getting to the bottom of that film. Sounds quite exciting. Let's have David Bowie.
We passed up on the stairs. We spoke of was and when. Although I wasn't there, he said I was his friend, which came as some surprise. I spoke into his eyes. I thought you died alone a long, long time ago. Searched for form and land. For years and years I roamed. I gazed a gazeless stare at all the millions here. We must have died alone a long, long time ago.
A man who sold the world, David Bowie. Love that music. I think it's time that we connected with Mr. Martin Seeger, who's going to tell us all about weather and traffic in our local area. And maybe even further afield. Do you know what's going on in Glasgow?
Absolutely no idea. But I hope it wasn't as rainy as for us last night. Gosh, that's a huge amount of rain came down. It was just extraordinary yesterday, and obviously yesterday evening too. I know.
You were out in it. Yeah.
I was out, took the dogs, went down to Long Marsh in the evening, and yes, we were sloshing through the tide, which was very high as well. So there's a combination of high tides and lots of rain. So that's exciting. And in fact, there was flooding all over the place in Devon. Actually, Kingsbridge was totally flooded. Also East Devon. So lots of water everywhere. I didn't hear any big reports of it in Totnes apart from down right by the river. Obviously, the tide being so high. But we're used to that in Devon, aren't we? We're so used to rain.
Yes.
But anyway, today much better. Yes, in fact, it started so stormy last night, but got to about 11:30 and it all just completely stopped. And nice clear skies, and now actually a bit of a cloudy and damp start to the day, but apparently it's going to be brightening and leaving many with a dry and sunny day. So we'll see. Certainly colder today, so look out for that. Maximum temperature 13 degrees.
So I didn't even do the jingle, did I?
No.
I didn't do my jingle. Today is a strange day. Let us have... I think it's time for Di Levy, don't you?
Well, I'm talking over it again, aren't I? I keep doing that. Anyway, yes, nothing really much reported in the local area, apart from obviously the flooding last night did cause some problems. So last evening, apparently the A30 was even closed in East Devon in both directions after all the rain. But I think things are okay now. Obviously, watch out after all that rain and wind for any fallen boughs of trees and so on. And there is also the increased risk of skidding, because after a prolonged time of no rain, things build up on the road, on diesel and all the rest of it, and the rain comes along, washes it all up and makes a very slick surface, so do be careful. But yeah, no major reports at the moment of bad traffic, aside from the usual hot spots around Totnes where everyone has to queue because of the rush hour.
Thank you, Martin Seeger. So we've had the weather, we've had the traffic, so we're in the know now, aren't we, on the Full Totnes Breakfast Show. If you've just tuned in, well, I'll just give you the lowdown.
It's the full gift, 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 Totnes Breakfast.
You see, do you know, we just have jingles coming out of our ears. So hello, and this is 102.5 FM. I'm Julie Mullen, and at 8:20 we have Joe from White Space Art in Totnes. And he's been in situ down there on 4th Street since 2003. He hailed in from Edinburgh. Oh, he's a blow-in. We're all blow-ins, aren't we? So looking forward to chatting with Joe on the blower. So many blows and wind and whatnot. I think it's time for a bit of craft, actually. Here we go, craft. Thank you. little bit of craft to keep us all sort of beautifully fragrant and relaxed and ready for the 8:20 slot. And actually, we've also got along the way. I like this music. It's good, isn't it? we've got Susie David. This is Susie David's music, isn't it? Our roving reporter. Our seaweed roving reporter.
Ne me quitte pas.
Ah, this is your French lesson.
Tout peut s'oublier.
We'll be connecting with Susie David later on at 8:40-ish after we've had a chat with Joe from White Space Art. And then Martin will be back to talk us through the What's On just after that. But in the meantime, let me leave you in the capable hands of Jacques Brel.
Ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas. Moi, je t'offrirai des perles de pluie venues de pays où il ne pleut pas. Je creuserai la terre jusqu'après ma mort pour couvrir ton corps d'or et de lumière. Je ferai un domaine où l'amour sera roi, où l'amour sera loi, où tu seras reine. Ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas. Ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas. Ne me quitte pas, je t'inventerai des mots insensés que tu comprendras. Je te parlerai de ces amants-là qui ont vu deux fois leur cœur s'embraser. Je te raconterai l'histoire de ce roi mort de n'avoir pas pu te rencontrer. Ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas. On a vu souvent rejaillir le feu de l'ancien volcan qu'on croyait trop vieux. Il est, paraît-il, des terres brûlées donnant plus de blé qu'un meilleur avril. Et quand vient le soir pour qu'un ciel flamboie, le rouge et le noir ne s'épousent-ils pas? Ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas. Ne me quitte pas.
Jacques Brel. Ne me quitte pas. My French isn't that good, is it? But it's that time, isn't it? When I've got to get Joe on the blower from White Space Art at 72 4th Street in Totnes. We're trying to sort of bring on the programme the kind of fabric of the town and who makes the town come alive. So yesterday we had Eastgate Bookshop, Nigel came on, and today we've got Joe from White Space Art. Right, let me just, Jacques, goodbye, au revoir. I do like this bit. That, I've got to keep that. That's a great ending to a song, isn't it? Kind of spooky, but beautiful. Now, yes, it's coming on, isn't it? The Year of the Cats. I've got to, bye-bye, Mr. Here he comes.
Morning.
Good morning, Joe from White Space Art. This is 102.5 FM Sound Art Radio. Thank you so much for agreeing to come on the show.
Oh, my pleasure.
We've had a bumpy beginning. We had a strange encounter with a random piece of music. Had a bit of a bust up with that. But anyway, we're back now. We're back in equilibrium, supposedly. Joe, I've been looking at your website and also you sent me a little bit of blurb. I wanted to start with chatting with you about Ellen Watson. Absolutely beautiful work. Love her work. Now, you said in the email that she's quite an unknown sort of artist. How did you happen upon her, actually?
I think we saw her work in another exhibition somewhere, and just instantly thought, wow, these are great paintings. It really appealed to us.
And they're really large pieces, are they?
Quite a few. She does like to work quite large, so big canvases over a metre wide, and she likes to put layers upon layers of paint on. There's lots of energy, lovely colour, and very atmospheric. I mean, she does do smaller works, but I think she's most comfortable painting large pictures. Yeah, and she's great. Yeah, Cornish artist, very humble, but very sort of serious about her work at the same time. So, no, they're great. The exhibition's on in the gallery for 3 weeks. We started last week. So, yeah, it's a really, really good exhibition. Love to have a room full of her paintings.
Absolutely. Well, I looked and there's not one that I didn't sort of go, oh, my God, that's gorgeous. but you tend to be like that with your choices. Now, you've been at the White Space Art at 72 4th Street since 2003. Yeah. That's a big, that's a wild amount of time that you have been ensconced in situ and clearly have so much experience as a gallery owner. And so can you explain a little bit about, because I noticed that you said you have about seven exhibitions. Is that an absolute figure that you aim for? You said, right, we've got these seven times during the year's calendar.
Well, yeah, it's funny, that does sound very precise, doesn't it? Seven exhibitions.
Right, the number seven, so that's good. I thought maybe you chose it because of luck.
Yeah, that's right. No, we've just got into a bit of a routine of doing some art fairs. We go to London, do art fairs, but and then in the gallery we have a summer show and a winter show, and then we have five exhibitions of either solo shows or two people shows, three people shows. We try to change things around every month, do something a bit different, and we found that it seems to works for us. It's nice to keep things fresh in the gallery, introducing new things on the wall, and for people when they're walking by, they're going to see different works, different paintings, different artists. Mm-hmm. So hopefully that keeps people interested in what we're doing and gives artists an opportunity to exhibit their work. Because I think Portness has got that reputation as several galleries around the town. So people, I think, not just because they come to White Space, they want to come to Totnes to look at some art. They know they're going to find some gallery. So it's nice to, I think it's important to keep putting new people's work up on the wall and, just keeping things fresh.
I suppose you must get people from time to time making an approach to you, coming into the gallery or contacting you via email. It's a difficult world, isn't it? Because of course you can't take everyone.
Like an artist? Yeah. An artist getting to be represented by the gallery.
Yeah, is it difficult in that arena?
Well, it's always lovely when people want to exhibit with us because that makes me think, oh, we're doing something right.
Yeah.
But equally, it's tricky because there's so many different little markets for different artists and different types of art. So, as I said, there's a few different galleries in Totnes and we all do different things.
Yes,
so,
you do, yeah.
One gallery might be really successful with an artist and then for some reason, if I were to put their work in our gallery, it might not work or vice versa. Mm. So I think, you just have a bit of a feel. I mean, obviously, I'm sure we get it wrong loads of times, but you have a feel for what you think might work. Because ultimately, there's no point in just going, yes, we'll put it up.
And then, of course,
if you know down, but it's not going to quite fit with us, and then you're wasting the artist's time as much as anything else. So, but it's also tricky as well because everyone, art's so personal. You know, you put so much into your art. So,
of course,
for anyone to turn around and say, oh, no, thank you, it's it's a bit of a blow. So, it's always tricky. We don't want to stop people coming to us.
Of course, it's nice
when artists do come along, and especially when you find someone whose work you really like.
And you seem to have a website full of just incredible artists and beautiful work. Joe, but you weren't always set as a gallery owner and proprietor of a gallery. Your past employment record, oh, I've been delving into your employment record. I love it that you...
Google, I didn't think you'd find anything.
No, I've got all the naughty stuff on you. No, not, there's nothing on you like that. No, but actually, interesting backdrop that you lived in Edinburgh. That must have been a great sort of introduction to all that colour and art and razzmatazz of the festival. You worked for The Scotsman as a film reviewer, an interviewer, and a designer with The Scotsman as well?
Yes, that's right. Yes, it seems a long time ago, but yeah, that's right. Lived in Edinburgh, like you said about the festivals, moved up there one summer to work on a festival, and then ended up staying there for several years, and got very lucky, got a really good job working at The Scotsman and met some interesting people, and it was just a dream come true, really, when you're in your mid-20s reviewing movies.
God, I bet.
Not a bad way to
to earn a living.
Exactly.
So what made you decide to make the film Horsehair?
Oh, well, I'd had ambitions to become a filmmaker.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you're in your 20s, you sort of think you can do anything, which is good because that's the time to try it, really.
Yeah, definitely.
And, so I made a little short film. And on the back of that, met someone called Duncan Nicol, very talented filmmaker. And between us, we made this film, got some funding for it from Scottish TV, STV. And then, it was great. It was a really nice little bit of success. It showed at some film festivals, and then the Blair Witch Project, when that was released on video, they wanted to do an old-fashioned... I don't know if you remember, you used to have little films before your main film, which went to the cinema, and they wanted to kind of mimic that for some reason. I can't remember why. But anyway, they chose our film.
Yay!
If anyone has a VHS player still and can track down a copy of the Blair Witch Project, you can watch our film. Or you can also see it on Vimeo. But anyway.
Yeah. Oh, that's... tell us a little bit about that film.
It was fun, but I didn't think filmmaking was for me in the end. Too much uncertainty.
Do you think? So, what? Tell me a little bit about the film. What was it about?
Oh, Horsehair? Oh, God. It is, what was the tagline? I can't remember now. It's about an unemployed guy who is struggling to find structure to his day, and he spends a bit too much time in his favourite armchair.
Love it.
And it leads to sort of, it's a dark comedy, let's call it that, a dark comedy. It's only 7 minutes long, so.
Okay.
But it was good fun, great fun to make. And it starred a very young Alistair McKenzie, who went on to play Archie in Monica the Glen.
We obviously
could spot a star. Even
you could, well, you know, it's gone on, hasn't it? You then sort of walked into a completely different life where you spot the artist stars. Now, you are married to Sarah. You were married to Sarah, and you married into an incredibly artistic family. Can you tell us about the members of this family?
Yeah,
names.
That's right. So, I moved down to Devon with Sarah, my wife, Sarah Bowman, and who is a talented artist. And we opened the gallery in 2003. Her dad is a very good landscape artist.
Mm-hmm.
And her sister, Vanessa, is a artist too. She studied textile design, but now is a very good painter as well. So it's all in their family, and they kind of had that art in the blood sort of thing. So opening the gallery was really Sarah's idea and passion at first, and then I got hooked as well. But it does help when you've got three good artists straight away work you can put up on the wall. At least you're not going to have bare walls for too long.
So that's incredible, isn't it, to have so much artistic talent in one family. Seems...
Yeah, I know, it's very clever. It's very good. And Sarah's other sister's very talented too, but she's more words, so she's she was she is a successful journalist as well.
So,
they've clearly got some talent.
They have. Now, I noticed from the info you sent me that, is it 2005 that Sarah had three paintings accepted for the Royal Academy? That must have been an exciting time.
Yeah, well, I think, after I said that, I think she was in for two successive years. She got one in 1 year, and then the following year she bought three. She got three in, so I said bought, and she put three in, and they all got accepted, which is quite rare for an unknown artist.
Yeah, so it was, definitely.
A big deal. Yeah, and it was very nice. Yeah, lovely to go up there to London and see them at the Royal Academy. It was, great honour.
Yeah, very much. And it's fantastic for someone coming into the gallery who's interested in Sarah's work and seeing her CV. You know, immediately that looms out of a CV, doesn't it? That kind of kudos, should we say?
Kudos, exactly. That's right. I think people do like to see that on an art, because you know you might be drawn to a painting, but you'll think a lot of people doubt their tastes. Or they're unsure whether they should buy. So if you see something like that, it does give you a bit more confidence.
But, yeah.
People just buy what they like, really. But it never hurts to have a bit of confirmation that it's a good artist.
Yeah, definitely. So I was going to ask you about that, the sort of psychology of that clinching the deal. I've worked at a few galleries and the Affordable Art Fair, and I always think, personally, just from my own, I mean, everyone's very different about how they go about it all, but I always think that they do sell themselves, that I don't believe in heavy sell. And I know from sort of going into your gallery and meeting you that you're not about heavy sell at all. Are you of the same sort of mind, that it's actually... the art sells itself? What do you think about that?
I think so. Yeah, I think you can't sell a picture to someone unless they want it. But it just goes back a little bit. I mean, sometimes people just walk in and they know their taste, they know their mind. You know, they've got the money for the piece that they want, and they just go for it. But then sometimes it just takes a long time. People, I think instinctively, you know, straight away, that's the painting they love.
Yeah,
but of course it's not an everyday purchase. You know, it's spoiling yourself, and it's so people have to think about it. And but all you're there to do is just be, you know, just give some information and help them through the process if they need anything. But you can't come on with heavy sell. I don't think it's particularly constructive or useful with paintings.
No, I think, and also you must have a sort of following at White Space Art. I imagine that you have customers who keep returning, and you would probably think to yourself, how big is their house, for goodness sake? They've already had 10 of these. But, you know, the art lovers, that, you know, you can imagine that it's like a big box of chocolates. I only have to look at your website and I think this is like a great big box of chocolates and Christmas and birthdays all into one. There is something so exciting about art, isn't it? I don't know, I mean, you've been doing it a long time, perhaps, you know, you feel that it's just, you know, your job on the day-to-day. I don't get that impression at all. I don't get the impression you're tired of it, because every time that I meander down to 72 4th Street, the lights are on, the art's in situ, and it's another story, you know. And I think a lot of the art is an unfolding story. I find there's a lot of romance in your the landscape. There's a lot of beauty, intensity, and obviously colour. It kind of reminds me, in a way, of artists that I've seen in exhibition in Edinburgh, and the of course it's very famous for colourists. You seem to have a good eye. Are you kind of sparked by that sense of colour, Joe?
Yeah, I love. Yeah, you know, definitely. I think when you see a painting or an artist's work that you like, it does. You get excited straight away. It's like, wow! Oh, and you want to see another one. You know, especially age of social media, where you see something on Instagram maybe, or someone's Facebook feed, and you're like, oh, what's that? And then you just go digging, you find it. I mean, or still, if you go to an exhibition and you see something, you get really excited. And colour is, colour's key. It's It might even only be just a splash of colour. It doesn't have to be the whole painting.
For no.
But something in it just really, if they know how to use the paint and use colour, it's really exciting. And we do still you know, enjoy hanging a new exhibition, that changing the walls and putting new things up. You know, and there's so many we want to take home, but then actually we think, oh, hang on, we've got to try and sell it, because that's what we're here for. Otherwise my house would be full of amazing paintings. Well, I probably wouldn't have a house, so, you know. You've got to sell them.
We need to come to your house and look at what you've got there, for sure. But, yeah, I completely and utterly understand that. That must be so difficult. To kind of put the we cannot do this. Not another painting, Dad. Oh my God, another painting.
That's right. I want an Xbox, Dad, not a painting.
So
can we talk a little bit about
also, I know you do your 7 exhibitions in a year, which is brilliant, and you put together brochures that people want to take away. I remember being in the gallery and someone kind of quivering at the bit, sort of coming in and saying, where's the brochure, and you telling me that people collect these brochures, so you do a very good job on the brochures.
Well, you know, the art is the key thing. If you can find some good paintings to put in the brochure, that's the main thing. The main thing is Sarah, living with an artist, having an artist as your wife and in the business helps, because you see it from both sides.
Of course you do,
because artists, you know, it's a nice affirmation for them that if there's a nice brochure with their work in, that stays, that's constant, that's always there, you know. It's great the way we can share stuff online, that's fantastic, so many more people can see it, but it feels quite temporary, so it's nice to have that brochure in your hand. And I think when people receive a brochure in the post, you know, we don't get much in the post anymore. So if it's your thing and you receive a lovely, colourful brochure, you know, it's a nice thing to keep hold of. I mean, I'm sure a lot of them just get recycled, but some I know sit on bookshelves for a while, and that's nice. Artists refer to them as reference points for their work. You know, and that's not copying their work. That's just, you might see something that inspires you. So, yeah, you know, and... It's not a lie, we enjoy creating them as well. It's a creative process, so that's always fun to create these brochures. I'm very happy doing it.
We're just about to run out of time, but I wanted to touch on the art fairs. Yeah. And that must be a very busy time for you. Who mans the gallery when you're out of town? So you've got to...
We tend to close these days. I think we used to try and keep it open, and then we realised it was... Because invariably what happens is you take some work to the art fair and then someone arrives at the gallery to want to see it and you haven't got it. So it might be easy just to...
It's conflicting, isn't it?
Yeah. And it's then you put... I think it's also putting all your energies into one thing rather than spreading yourself too thin.
Yeah.
But no, it's an exciting thing. I love living in Devon. Devon's home. But it is very nice to go up to London for a week and just have a change of scene, different energy, and... show off all the work of these amazing Southwest artists to London buyers and then come back home again. So yeah, we love doing them.
I bet you do. Joe, thank you so much for coming on the radio to talk about White Space Art. And just to kind of flag up again, Ellen Watson in situ at your gallery. Did you say for 3 weeks?
Till the 7th of November. We're into it now, but yeah, until the 7th.
So we do urge you to go and see that exhibition at 72 4th Street in Totnes. Joe, thank you so much and take good care.
My pleasure. Thank you, Julie. Nice talking to you.
Nice to talk to you too. Bye-bye. Thank you so much to Joe. So we are going to have a little bit of something. Hallelujah, and get Susie David on, I think. Oh, it doesn't. Yes, I was going to say it didn't want to play. It does want to play. Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah, and that was from the album Sheku Kana. If you've just tuned in, it's 102.5 FM, Sound Art Radio, and we'll be chatting now with our intrepid sea salt reporter, our roving reporter, Susie David. Let's get her on the blower. Okay, shall we call her on this one? Oh, yeah, let's have a look. Let's see if she's in the wild somewhere. This is the tense bit. Uh-oh. Might be that we're not connected because she's out at the beach. Sounds to me like we might have to keep trying that. Meantime, let's talk to Martin Seeger, who's got the what's on. Hello, Martin.
Hello.
Welcome back.
Oh, it really is getting sunny outside now, so that's a real joy after yesterday's weather. Well, the last couple of days hasn't been great, has it? But yeah, what's on? Well, lots. You know, things are getting pretty hotting up, I think, in Totnes and the surrounding area. I've sort of picked out a few things. Of course, the weekend's approaching, but today, Thursday, we've got the Pale Blue Eyes. They're a band playing live down at the New Lion Brewery in Meadowbank Community Centre, Shinners Bridge. So that's down in Dartington. They're on tonight at 7:30. £5 booking fee in advance, £6 on the door. Tomorrow night at the Totnes Cinema, we've got No Time to Die. And I need to announce, it says on the website, six tickets are still available.
Oh.
Because they're pretty sold out for next week. So that's tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. If you can get on the blower, or I think you can do it online.
I know loads of people who want to see that.
So that's tomorrow night at 8.
Because it's been sold out, hasn't it?
Yeah, all over the place. And certainly there, it's been sold out for next week. But I think they're going to do a few more performances later on. But certainly tomorrow night, there's six tickets apparently available at the minute. Tonight at the Totnes Cinema, sticking with them, they've got The Alpinist. It's André Leclerc climbs alone, far from the limelight. The free-spirited 23-year-old makes some of the boldest solo ascents in history, with no cameras and no margin for error. So that sounds great. And continuing with them, remember they do have a bar there. They have their coffee and cocktails 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. every day, Friday through the weekend. Sorry, every day from Wednesday, actually. So yeah, that's something to look out for, as well as their films. At the Barn Cinema, sticking with the film theme, we've got The Tape on tonight. I think I've mentioned that a few times. A piano, an old tape recorder, an empty Cornish cottage, a feral child, a love story, while swimming, and a reminder to get back to our creative souls. So that sounds great.
Where's that, The Barn?
That's at The Barn tonight.
What's that called again?
It's called The Tape.
Oh, I like the sound of that very much.
That sounds good. So that's films. I know we tend to try and stick with the more alternative things, but after lockdown and stuff, I just to mention that the Princess Theatre in Torquay, tomorrow night, the ELO Experience are playing. So a tribute band. I saw a photo there of someone who looks very like Jeff Lynne. So that could be interesting. Something different on Saturday. There's a socially led bike ride on Saturday at 10 o'clock. That's outside the Totnes Bike Hub. So that's a shop halfway up 4th Street. So they join us for a short bike ride in Totnes, starting and ending at the Totnes Bike Hub, cycling between 1 to 3 miles on a lead ride. So that's 10 o'clock on Saturday. Hope the weather keeps nice for that. On we go. I mean, there's lots going on. Tomorrow night at the Barrel House, we've got Subtle Machines. They're a funky, jazzy music band playing in a mixture of original and classic tunes. So they're on at 8 o'clock tomorrow at the Barrel House Ballroom, £5.95. That sounds great. And they've also got a band called The Allergies at 8 o'clock on Saturday. Well, I say a band, actually. It's a duo of DJ Moneyshot and Rackabeat. Great name, is it, The Allergies?
Oh, God, it's absolutely brilliant.
They've been delighting dance floors and lighting up the radio airwaves since forming in 2012. So they're on at 8 o'clock on Saturday at the Barrel House. And yeah, also competing with them at the Civic Hall on Saturday night, The Hum of the Hive. Pollen Tribe warmly and welcome you to join us for the autumn dance. Feel the hum of bass, the sounds of song, like bees gathering together in the hive to collectively prepare for the change of season. This is an invitation to bring your creative nectar to the shared community space. So that's at 7 p.m. on Saturday night at the Civic Hall. And just, and if you've run out of things to do for with your children, just to, again, I think it's nice to flag out some of the local businesses. Paint and Zoo, they're doing spooky season all of from Saturday, because of course Halloween's coming up at the end of next week.
Yeah, spooky season. Gosh, tell you what, Totnes and the surrounds, they're incorrigible, aren't they?
Lots going on.
Thank you so much, Martin. Now, let's have a tune. In the meantime, we'll try and get hold of Susie David. Let's have some lilac wine.
I lost myself on a cool, damp night. I gave myself in that misty light. Was hypnotized by a strange delight under a lilac tree. I made wine from the lilac tree. Put my heart in its recipe. Makes me see what I want to see and be what I want to be. When I think more than I wanna think, I do things I never should do. I drink much more than I ought to drink, because it brings me back you. Lilac wine is sweet and heady, like my love. Lilac wine. See clearly, isn't that she coming to me nearly here? Lilac wine is sweet and heady. Where's my love? Lilac wine. I feel
a bit of Jeff Buckley and lilac wine.
Where's my love?
We're going to give Susie one more try. Apologies to Susie. It seems he sent her a message saying, are you ready at 7:45? Oops. Oh, dear. So, poor her. She's probably, her kneecaps will be shivering. So we're going to try and give her a shout. So I don't know. It's all. We'll keep her. No, I think. Nope, she's gone back. She's gone back. She's probably in the water, to be honest. So we will have to just put that on hold till tomorrow. We better get a time straightened up, don't we? 7:45 is mad in this house. We're running around with toast coming out of our earlobes and coffee being squirted and the dog's going mad. Anyway, all is well. We got this show off the ground, didn't we? Hey, we did it! Despite a strange beginning. I just want to say a huge thank you to Joe from White Space Art for coming on the show today and sharing all about his gallery there on 4th Street. Thank you, Joe. And a special thanks, obviously, to Martin Seeger for the weather and also the traffic and the what's on. And hang on.
It's the full dip, 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 Tottenham's breakfast.
And for that, thank you for our brand new jingle, which I feel like is this kind of... I've got so many jingles coming out of my ears. We're going to leave you with, if I can find it, where are you, Louis? We're going to leave you with Mac the Knife. And hopefully tomorrow we'll tune and connect with Susie David on the beach at Bantham and Saf Juno, who's an incredibly talented singer-songwriter who's coming on the show, hopefully with music. I'll be ringing her today to check all that. But meantime, have a really great day in Totnes and see you soon.
Dig, man, there goes Mac the Knife. The shark has pretty teeth, dear, and he shows them a pearly white. Just a jackknife has Mac Heat, dear, and he keeps it out of sight. When the shark bites with his teeth, dear, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, where's Mac Heat, dear? So there's not a trace of red. On the sidewalk, Sunday morning, baby, lies a body oozing light. Someone sneaking around the corner. Is this someone, Mac the Knife, from a tugboat by the river? A cement bag's drooping down. Yes, the cement's just for the weight, dear. Bet you Mac he's back in town. Look a year, Louis Miller disappeared, dear, after drawing out his cash. And Mac Heat spends like a sailor. Did our boy do something rash? Suki Tawdry, Jenny Diver, Lottie Lanier, Sweet Lucy Brown. Oh, the line forms on the right, dear. Now that Mac Heat's back in town.
Take it, Satch.
Bit of Louis Armstrong and Mac the Knife. Have a great day. Looking forward to seeing you tomorrow, 8 o'clock in the morning, for the full Totnes Breakfast Show. See you then.
The fake plan.
from a